How the False Wolves Came to Be. A long, long time ago, there was a dad and his son. They loved to be outside and hunt. They did everything together. One day, they went hunting. The dad told his son, "If you get lost, use this high-pitched sound to tell me where you are, okay?" "Okay," said the son. They left the village and went hunting in the forest of cherry trees. They found an elk and trapped one. That night, the son heard something. The son looked out and saw a glaring light in the sky. It was the god of animals with elk around him. The god of the animals spoke loudly, angrily. "Never trap one more elk ever," the dad said. "Please, that is our only food." The god said, "Fine, but only hunt for a good reason. Don't waste our animals or else you will pay a consequence." The man and the son followed the advice of the god for a while, but soon they began again to eat only a bit of the elk and throw out the antlers, hide, and the leftover meat. Suddenly, the god of the animals returned, and even more angrily than before. I said, "I trusted you to not waste the animal, but because you like to be outside, hunt together, and use high-pitched sounds to communicate, I am going to turn you into wolves." The father and son turned into wolves. For the rest of their lives, they lived that way. And that is how the False Wolves came to be. The end by Colin Rocher. Can I read this?